The following program is sponsored by Protecting Your Retirement.
Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world, stretches miles above sea level and offers climbers an ultimate challenge. In 1953, Sir Edmund Hillary became the first known person to successfully scale the summit of Mount Everest, accompanied by his Sherpa, Tenzing Norgay, a native Himalayan guide who knows the mountainous terrain. It's a Sherpa's knowledge and experience that makes them invaluable. Some believe a man named George Mallory reached the summit of Everest decades before Hillary. Tragically, he did not make it down the mountain. In fact, the majority of deaths on Mount Everest occur not on the ascent, but on the descent. The distinct difference between these two men and their efforts is that Hillary had a guide, a Sherpa, who had the experience and knowledge of the terrain. At Protecting Your Retirement, Don Wales and his team are the experienced guides who can help you reach your financial summit and successfully complete your retirement journey. See how your retirement assets and retirement dreams can work hand in hand. And now, Protecting Your Retirement with your host, Don Wales.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of Protecting Your Retirement Radio. We're here every Saturday for you. And we also enjoy doing the show, so that's maybe both of us can be a little bit happy on Saturday. Protecting Your Retirement LLC is a locally owned Prairie Village firm. We have a small team at our offices in Prairie Village, Kansas, where we meet face-to-face with people who are interested in protecting their retirement assets, growing their retirement assets, and then using those as they either need or desire during their retirement period of their life, which with longevity gains, people living longer, people oftentimes look to spend 20 to 30 years in retirement after they have stopped working, running their business, or being landlords, whatever. And so that's a long period of time. A lot of the time before that, your working years, you're also spending money raising children, getting them educated, getting them married, so forth. And so it's really become a challenge during the working years, the productive years where you're producing income, to try to accumulate enough to cover that long period of time when you may be in retirement. So where we fit in is that we have ideas and plans and strategies to help you have a successful retirement journey. Our motto is helping you navigate a successful retirement journey. We never, ever, and we never have suggested any of your money, any of your nest egg that you will need during your retirement or are anticipated to need during your retirement ever be put at risk. And the number one risk that you could have that money in is stock market risk. And we know that when you are accumulating money during the working years, you most likely have it in a 401, 403, 457 type plan, maybe you buy in IRAs every year because your tax preparer said, if you do this, you'll save this much. And, or maybe you're even more proactive and you just on a regular basis contribute to an IRA or a SEP IRA or Roth. And we know that a lot of that money ends up in the mutual fund industry because it's easy to do. And let's face it, all of the major players that take care of that money for you and invest it are owned by and controlled by the mutual fund industry, i.e. a part of Wall Street. So that money is usually at risk, even if it's in a money market fund. And I'm not talking about money market accounts at the bank or the SNL, but when it's in a money market fund, we saw in the 2008 downturn of the stock market, even the prime fund, which was the largest money market fund, slipped down about 3%. It's never supposed to go below a dollar a share mark. So during the accumulation phase, it's pretty normal to have some of your money, if not all of it, in the market. During the time leading up to your retirement, 5 or 10 years out, we absolutely do not recommend having money at market risk, nor do we recommend doing silly things with it. Like I've mentioned this a lot of times because we've seen it, loaning a friend or a bright nephew money to go into a business that is not proven. These people are not all like the winners that you see on Shark Tank. We meet people face to face. We do not sell or make recommendations or set up strategies over the internet, over the telephone, in direct mail, or in seminars. We are not the ones that will buy a free lunch or free dinner to have you come in and be in a group of 20 or 30 people hearing about the one great product that fits everyone's needs. We are totally a custom firm, and we generally use three major products in the financial industry that are fixed annuities with no market risk, long-term care solutions, various things from anything from life insurance to annuities to long-term care insurance itself, in order for you to plan for and protect against a probability that you might need long-term care type treatments in the future. And we deal in life insurance, both term and permanent. That's what we do. We do not charge any fees. When we recommend a solution to you or a product, the product is issued by a large life insurance company, actually about 20 of them, and that we work with. We're independent insurance agents. There is no fee to you. We get paid a commission from those insurance companies, much like your Farmers, State Farm, or Safeco Auto Insurance people, or homeowners insurance, or health insurance. Anyone that sets that up gets a commission from the company, and it is not subtracted from your money. The same thing happens with life insurance, long-term care, and fixed annuities. We get paid percentage of the money that you bring in as premium, but that does not get subtracted from the money in your account. As a matter of fact, in the annuity field, in the fixed annuities, modern-day fixed annuities, you often get a small bonus added to the money you bring in right at the beginning, kind of give you a little jump start on the growth in that annuity contract. Now, I've been rambling on. By the way, I'm Don Wales, the owner of Protecting Your Retirement. I forgot to say that. And normally on a Saturday morning, Joy Peterson is with me as a co-host, and she's a real radio and entertaining professional. She has a day off today, and so I'm running solo, and I'm not going to sing. Anyhow, one of the topics I wanted to cover in the first part here is in Financial Planning, which is a trade publication we subscribe to, there's a story came out on August the 10th, not too long ago. Buoyant stock markets and strong economic fundamentals have pushed client risk tolerance higher, according to Financial Planning's latest Retirement Advisor Confidence Index. What Financial Planning does is they have several indexes that they track. Generally, on these indexes, if a number is above 50, it means the index is growing. If it's below 50, it's receding. Now, I'm going to just cover about four indexes. Number one, the Retirement Advisor Confidence Index. This is how the people that are advising other people on their retirement moves are feeling. And in May of this year, the confidence on the part of financial advisors dropped from 56.4 down to 54.1, and then it dropped to 53.6 in June. So your retirement advisors were losing confidence in the market. Now, they might have been telling you buy, buy, buy because for some reason, but anyhow, in July, it notched back up to 54.1, which is where it was in May. So Retirement Advisors Confidence Index, kind of on a flat line almost from May until now. Client risk tolerance. This is the amount of risk that a client would make with their retirement money. And in that case, it's going the opposite direction. And it's measured by how much people were put into stocks versus bonds or cash or safe things like fixed annuities. In June, the client risk tolerance was a 53.8. In July, it popped up to 56.7. So that's improving, meaning that the client, I don't think it's an improvement. I think it's people getting a little bit silly. But anyhow, client risk tolerance grew between June and July. It had taken a pretty big dip in March for some reason of 2017. Then we have assets allocated to equities, bonds, and cash. The equities grew from June to July by about 3 points. The bonds dropped from 57 to 54.7. Cash grew a little bit. And then here's one that really tells you what might be going on. Fees charged for retirement services. Now, remember, we don't charge fees. We get commission. So in May, that index sat at 53.5, July 56.8, and I'm looking at it on a graph, and that is a straight arrow up and to the right. So May, we saw over a 3-point boost in the fees charged for retirement services, and that is because brokers and sellers of mutual funds, stocks, or ETFs are charging fees to their clients. I don't think most of this is particularly good news. And so if you don't either, call us at 913-648-2700. We'll be so happy to have you come into our offices, have a face-to-face visit, no pressure, no fees. We don't even ask you how much money you have until you're comfortable telling us how much you have and what you're thinking about and what your income is and so forth. So call us at 913-648-2700. We'll be very happy to meet you in person and hopefully have you become one of the hundreds and hundreds of satisfied clients either in or looking forward to their retirement. Now, stay aboard Protecting Your Retirement. And the reason is we're going to talk about retirement roulette. I've never played roulette. I just really don't understand that, all the spinning and the activity and the little silver ball. I've walked by it when other people are playing it, but I don't really understand. I guess if it lands on the right number, you might be okay. Anyhow, we're going to talk about retirement roulette. We're going to talk about a little differences between husbands and wives, not getting into the biology of it, but some differences in attitudes and risk. That's next on Protecting Your Retirement.
Only child alone and wild, a cabinet maker's son. His hands were meant for different work, and his heart was no.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Any good mail today?
Oh, yes. We got an invite for free dinner at that new restaurant.
Oh, what's the deal?
We gotta watch some guy in a fancy suit with a big watch tell how their plan just perfectly fits our situation. Hey, talking about retirement planning, have you called that guy with the radio show, Don Wales? He'll sit down with us in private to see how his firm can help us meet our goals.
Not yet, but I'll get right on it. I have his number here. While I'm doing that, why don't you make reservations at that new restaurant? You know, just the two of us, a little wine, a good meal. And how about you and I discuss our financial goals? We can skip the group therapy or the free dinner seminars, and we can dress up in our own best clothes.
You are so romantic.
Tired of free meal seminars that turn into endless pressure to accept one-size-fits-all solutions? Call Don Wales at Protecting Your Retirement. You can arrange a private visit where Don's team will be listening to you, helping establish your goals and help you navigate a successful retirement journey. 913-648-2700.
The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old.
Welcome back to Protecting Your Retirement. Thank you for hanging in there with us while we played some of our own commercials for you to listen to. I'm Don Wales, your host. I own Protecting Your Retirement LLC in Prairie Village, Kansas. We have our team headquartered there very conveniently on Knoll Avenue. And then we also have available to us about another 150 people. And they have an office on Tomahawk Creek Parkway in Leawood. And they help us with our marketing, our training, our product licensing, and all the things that need to go on so that we can deliver top-notch products from A and better rated companies to you to use for your retirement strategies. Before we ended the last subject, I talked about retirement roulette, and That is, letting it all ride on stocks may not be the best idea for right now. And to learn a little more about this, you would want to call us at 913-648-2700. And we'll be happy to talk to you and set up a face-to-face meeting. Now, this is a insight from a publication called Professional Advisors. For those in a near retirement gambling too hard on today's record-setting bull market could be more risk than they really bargained for. Author is David Hickey, and he has several initials after his name indicating that he likes to go to school, learn a lot about his profession, and attain some valid recognitions. Now, David starts out, have you ever watched somebody playing roulette at a casino or maybe just in a movie? And the chips pile up as the person gets lucky, and then he starts to get greedy. You, of course, see the inevitable coming, and so you wonder, why doesn't he play it safe and set at least some of that pile of chips aside? And when the tide turns and he loses everything, you shake your head. Why didn't he take some of the winnings off to the side, put them in his pocket, in his jacket, whatever? But they don't. They leave it stack up until it goes. But there's a chance that you're doing the same thing with your investment portfolio. Maybe it's all in a 401, all in growth strategy or aggressive growth, and things are going well. The stock market, the Dow's up to 22,000. It's kind of hovering there, and everything's going well. Why not pull some of it out? And you know, if you're over 59 and a half years of age and you have a 401k, that money is portable. You may take it out, put it into an IRA, use a fixed annuity as the investment vehicle for the IRA, and it is safe. It'll still grow as the market grows, subject to a cap. But that money will be off the roulette table, and it'll be where you have control over it. Now, that's only one way to do that, to get some of it off the felt. Now, with an eight-year bull market and a series of almost day-by-day record-setting highs, it's hard not to be, let's not say greedy, but definitely enthusiastic about the market, and we want to stay in and just see how high it can go. We have people all the time that talk to us on the phone. They'll come in for a meeting. We'll show them what we can do safely, show them the type of growth that we can guarantee, show the potential higher than guaranteed growth. But they'll say, well, you know, I looked at my 401 again today, and it's just up there a little bit more. I want to see how high it'll go. Now, if you moved from more conservative financial vehicles to stocks to grow your wealth or just to keep up with what you believe to be inflation, it may be time to take some chips off the table as you close in on retirement. It's fun watching your account balances grow month to month and year to year. I do have some money in the stock market myself. But at some point, the market will have to correct, and there could be a serious downturn. If you're in retirement or close to it, when that happens, you may not be able to recover. We have talked to people who have not yet recovered from the 2008 stock market downturn, and that is 11 years ago, or 10 years ago. The stock market appears to love our new president, but that doesn't mean record growth is guaranteed to continue. Not to mention, we're in a global economy, and our future is intertwined with dozens of other countries. Not only the big industrial, well-developed Western countries or Pacific Rim, but unfortunately, what happens here is intertwined with little dictatorships around the world that have suddenly achieved the power to really cause trouble. Moves to protect our borders, to slow immigration, to disrupt trade agreements, and even impose tariffs are bound to have some effect on the market. And then there's terrorism, threats from emerging nations, anxiety among some of our allies. And I'm not making a political statement. Maybe the author is getting a little bit close to that. I just cannot argue with anything that they've said as indications that we should not be quite so enthusiastic about the market right now. And I told a story about a former client years ago who a friend of his cousin told him about a pharmaceutical company that had a great new drug. His cousin, the cousin's friend, all put everything into that stock. It was like less than a dollar a share. It did get up to $3 or $4 a share. Every time it went up a little, he put in more. He wiped out his 401k in order to go into the stock. Every time he came to me, he's bragging about how much it went up. And I said, good, how much have you sold at these $3 and $3.10 a share that you bought at less than a dollar? Oh, I'm not selling it. It's going up like a rocket ship. And I happen to do business once in a while with the facility where his wife is employed. And, you know, I said, hey, how's he doing? You know, how's that pharmaceutical stock going? And, well, their trial didn't come out as well. And bottom line is, the stock is not even on an over-the-counter exchange at this time. And here's a guy that took literally hundreds of thousands of dollars and put it all on a roulette wheel, you know, for all intents and purposes. Now, what we suggest is that you do some math, figure out how much income you'll need every year in retirement, plan for a lot of years. You could be the one that lives to 100 or the one of many, many who will be living to 100 if things keep going the way they are. Then what we help you do is add up income streams that you know you can count on, Social Security, a pension, maybe rental income, farm income that is very steady and dependable. And then you want to eliminate anything that is subject to the ups and downs of the general marketplace. If there's a gap between the income and the budget, then you need to talk to us in a very serious conversation and find out how we're going to fill the gap, close it up. If you don't have a pension, you can create your own guaranteed income stream using fixed annuities. And the final thing, when I was talking about playing the roulette, seeing it in a movie or walking by the roulette wheel at the casino, I use the description he several times. I emphasized it. Talk to your financial professional and heed this bit of advice. Both spouses need to take part in the conversation. That guy at the roulette table who loses all his money, he seldom has his wife at his side. She'd probably stop him or grab a couple of stacks of the chips and run back to the hotel room or to the cashier's window. After all, it's her money too. And after all, the wife is usually going to outlive the husband and be dependent on the money that they have earned and saved together. Now, at our firm, as well as the author's firm, we found that many women are more prudent when it comes to finances and value smart planning. They know the odds. If their spouse dies, they want to remain financially independent. So once the two of you have developed your own retirement income plan, if there's something left over, you can head back to the market. Our number is 913-648-2700. We meet every client face-to-face for a discussion about your retirement, your goals, your plan. And then when you are comfortable, you will share with us what you have accumulated, what you are capable of accumulating in order to carry out those goals and have a successful, enjoyable retirement. Sometimes it sounds like we're doing family counseling. We're not, but we find out that when people plan together, it works a whole lot better. Call us at 913-648-2700. Our topic in the next segment is what is Americans' top economic worry? We know that one of the biggest worries of Americans facing retirement is that they will outlive their money. But what is their top economic worry? That is an answer that we have from very recent research, and we'll go into that as soon as we return from this break.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again.
Again, welcome back to Protecting Your Retirement Radio. I'm your host, Don Wales, here every Saturday helping you learn what we learn about preparing for a successful retirement journey. And people ask me once in a while, do your clients ever really retire? And yes, they do. And in the calendar year of 2016, we know of 9 of our clients who actually, during that year, worked their last day and retired. And I believe all of them were voluntary, or they weren't too disappointed that the company let them go. And so, yes, that does happen. And, you know, I kind of talk to them, and usually they'll come in, you know, for meeting, and we'll review the plan and make any adjustments. And it's almost an emotional time, because you've worked with some of these people maybe, 10 years or more, and some of them more recent. But in the recent time that we've worked with them, we've been able to steer them right and get them out of market risk and have guarantees that'll last, you know, the rest of their life. And it's really, to me, hard to keep that off my sleeve. You know, the emotion of seeing that, hey, this couple's really doing it. In one case, well, 2 cases, they had businesses that they sold, one to a stranger, I mean, someone they didn't know before, and one to an employee in their shop, and that was really pretty comfortable for them to do. Anyway, but we're going to talk about Americans' top economic worry, and Allianz Life is one of the largest life insurance companies worldwide. They are in Minneapolis. They're owned by Allianz AG in Munich, Germany, one of the largest corporations in the world. But anyhow, Allianz did a survey. I believe they do it every year, but I'm not sure. Allianz does a lot of surveys. They're very good about sharing those with us because we are appointed to recommend their products. We sell Allianz annuities on a regular basis, but they also share it with the general public and with the investment community. Allianz did a 2017 inflation study. It was conducted in July of 2017, surveyed 1,213 U.S. adults over age 18 and older. When asked about their main economic worries today, the majority of respondents put inflation at the top of their list. Now, according to our government, not our grocery store or the gas station, but according to our government, we're only running about 2.5% inflation a year. That's not really a lot. If we think back to the Carter years when it was in double digits, at the same time unemployment was double digits, we talked about a misery index. We haven't had that. Anyhow, the majority of respondents put inflation at the top of their list. And these were people 18 and over. They're not all retirees or pre-retirees. But 32% said they were either, quote, panicked, unquote, or, quote, very worried, unquote, about inflation. And I was a director in the marketing department of a large company at one time. And we did a lot of surveys, and sometimes I had to pass on the way the questions were worded, the choices. And we would probably have never put in, does this make you panic or very worried? You know, we'd find a different way to say it. But apparently in the Allianz survey, that was a choice. 32% said they're either very worried or panicked about inflation, even though we haven't had a real high rate. But I know a gallon of milk costs an awful lot right now, and I'm pretty familiar with gasoline also. Now, despite their worries, many of those surveyed do not have a proper strategy in place to address what Allianz said could be a significant risk to retirement plans. The study found that 64% of the respondents do not have a financial plan that addresses the rising cost of living in retirement. Of those who do, of the 36% who do have a plan, 51% claimed that their financial plan to address inflation was, quote, be more frugal with money when they retire. In other words, their plan is that if inflation gets bad, they're going to start spending less money. And spending less when inflation rears its ugly head is not a plan that will succeed. If inflation is broad-based, touches things like food, housing, utilities, medical care, that's always inflating at a faster rate than other items, other sectors, becoming more frugal is not going to work. Now, although it may be an option for managing expenses, frugality is not a financial strategy that will mindfully and effectively address the rising cost of living throughout retirement, especially one that could last 30 years or more, said Allianz Life Vice President of Consumer Insights, Deb Repia, in her statement. Study also found that a lot of Americans do not fully understand how inflation will impact them. They asked people to estimate the amount of inflation that is occurring in an average year. 31% of the respondents thought the cost of living would go up between 5 and 10% per year. That would be absolute tragic. And nearly 1 in 10, these are people, real people, that was 8% of the people surveyed, reported costs would increase more than 10% each year. Folks, if the cost of living goes up more than 10% every year, in 10 years, guess what? It's more than doubled. And if you don't have a, it's probably not going to happen, but if it did, you would have to double your income or you'd have to halve your expenditures. These predictions were made despite the fact that the average inflation rate in the United States for the past 20 years was only 2.15%. So people are worried about it. They're kind of maybe a little bit too worried because they're predicting 5, 10% more than 10%. Now, 54% of those surveyed claimed that they were either, quote, terrified or very concerned that the rising cost of living would affect their ability to pay for health care. The same concerns were expressed about long-term care needs, housing, groceries and food, and travel and leisure. Okay, so we've been talking about the greatest economic fear Americans have, that being inflation. We know another great fear is, will I outlive my money? Those two can tie together, I'd guess. But when nearly 4 out of 10 people surveyed expressed that they're either panicked or very worried, they might not be able to afford the lifestyle they want in retirement due to the increased cost of living, it just reinforces our belief that you need to talk to us at Protecting Your Retirement, and we have some strategies that can help you plan a successful financial situation. We have some strategies, we have product ideas, we have experience to help you plan a successful retirement and guarantee that some of the streams of income that you will need during retirement are guaranteed to last as long as you do. Now, to contact us, best thing to do is call us at 913-648-2700. We have a website, protectingyourretirement.com. We work by appointment, face-to-face, usually meet with two or three of our team members initially. And then when you are comfortable sharing your financial situation, details of income, expenses, and assets, then we'll take that information and we'll come up with a plan for you. There is no charge for any of this to you. It is only if you implement part of our plan in a way we recommend, then there'll be a life insurance company paying us a fee, a commission, and that does not come out of your pocket. So again, I am your host, Don Wales. Our company is Protecting Your Retirement. We've been on the air about 10 years now with Protecting Your Retirement Radio, always on Saturday morning, always on these stations that you happen to be listening to today. And we really appreciate that. I'm going to come back after a break. We're going to talk about questions that we have had from people just like you this week at our office, Protecting Your Retirement. These are questions about insurance, about annuities, about turning on lifetime income that's guaranteed, and also about how we get paid, although I've already covered that once or twice today, but we'll go in a little more detail. So stay tuned. One more segment of Protecting Your Retirement Radio.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started...
Protecting Your Retirement is a financial services firm in Prairie Village, Kansas. The firm's goal is to help its clients safely accumulate, grow, and enjoy the funds they will need during their retirement years. The firm's founder, Don Wales, has been in the financial services field for over 40 years. Their philosophy is that those assets a person or family owns that are designated as being for use in retirement should never be subject to stock market risk and should be left to grow until needed or wanted during retirement years. No Protecting Your Retirement client has ever lost a penny due to market downturns. They do not charge fees, and commissions received do not come from your assets. They meet clients in private face-to-face appointments and firmly believe that your financial situation is unique and personal, and that you deserve the personal attention that only financial professionals can deliver. To arrange a private appointment, call Protecting Your Retirement, 913-648-2700. That's 913-648-2700.
One of the most fun things about retirement is taking an empty calendar and filling in the dates with all the exciting places you want to visit, the weekends to spend with the grandkids, the date nights, or just the stay at home and work around the house days. The most frustrating thing about retirement is scratching off your plans from the calendar because you can't afford to do them. Don't let that happen to you.
Now is the time to use your calendar to set up an appointment to meet with Don Wales, who will protect your assets from market risk. Don will help you navigate a successful retirement journey.
Protecting Your Retirement will make sure that your retirement dreams and retirement nest egg work hand in hand. Whatever you have imagined or planned for in retirement, Don Wells can help you get there. Call today, 913-648-2700. That's 913-648-2700 or visit protectingyourretirement.com.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Welcome back again to Protecting Your Retirement Radio. I'm your host, Don Wales, and I'm here every Saturday morning helping you learn how to navigate a successful retirement journey. I've been in the financial services business for a little over 40 years. We've been on the radio for almost, starting our 10th year, and we have hundreds and hundreds of clients. None of them have ever lost a single penny using the modern-day fixed annuity strategies, the life insurance strategies, and the long-term care strategies that we recommend. So we're proud to be able to say that. We're not going to change our strategies. The products change on a pretty constant basis, and we keep up with that because that is part of our profession that we've chosen to be in. Once in a while, I gather up questions that people ask us either in person or on the telephone. Once in a while, we get a question from our website, protectingyourretirement.com. And what I did this week in preparing for the show is I wrote down several very, very recent questions that people have come to me with, or in one case, as the first one I'm going to cover, a problem which occurs over and over in the world, but it's a problem dealing with term life insurance. I have in my past owned or rented a lot of term life insurance. It is good. It is a good protection to have to replace income in the case of a premature demise. So there is money to provide income in order to complete what you've undertaken. If you have children that have to be educated, if you have a spouse that is stay at home or maybe not earning as much, you have debt, you want to have term life insurance in adequate amount to complete what you would not be able to complete if you pass away and you're still within your working years or within the years when you're paying down debt. So I believe in term life insurance. It's less expensive, but every term, just like right now our kids and grandkids are going back to school, they go into the fall term of school. That term has an ending date, usually around the holidays. And then they go back and they have the spring term, and at the end of that, there's an ending. Well, term life insurance has a stopping point. I have a couple I've known for about 25 years, and roughly 10 years ago, they came in. They were tax clients. We had an accounting practice at that time, and we sold them some term life insurance. The idea, the goal at that time was to have enough insurance on husband and wife that they would be able to complete educating the children in case one of them or both of them passed away. The children are educated. They've all graduated college, and all of them are in very good employment situations, one of them a degreed professional. Now, so the real need for the insurance is over, but they got their notices that the 10-year term is expiring, and there are some options. This was a level 10 and 15-year term insurance where the premium never rises during that period of time. At the beginning, you're probably paying too much, but it's a level premium. It never goes up, and then the term expires or matures. Now, they've come to this point where the kids are out of the house is paid for, they're not supporting the children, just themselves, but they still want some life insurance. However, one of the couple is uninsurable because there is a medical condition where not even a high-risk company would write insurance. So we contacted a life insurance company, said, okay, we understand, you know, the game is over, the term is up. What can he do without taking a physical, without any underwriting, and still keep some life insurance? There are three options. One is he can pay four times as much monthly premium and have what's called a yearly renewable term. In the industry, we call it YRT, yearly renewable term insurance policy. He's buying insurance for 1 year at a time. It starts out at four times as much as he was paying for his big policy, and it will rise in premium every single year. And So that is not a very comfortable solution. The term insurance was guaranteed renewable. That only means you can renew it if you can afford a premium after the initial term. So we start out same amount of death protection, four times the premium for year one, and then it goes up every year. And we have a 20-year schedule as far as how much it'll go up every year. Number two option, reduce the death benefit to a much lower amount. In this case, if we reduce the death benefit by five times, he'd only had one-fifth of the original death benefit, the premium would be approximately double what is being paid now, but he would have only one-fifth of a death benefit. And that insurance would also be yearly, renewable term, an increase in premium every year the person gets older. There's a third option, and all of these options are available. No underwriting, no medical questions. Just pay your money and have your insurance. The third option is to convert the policy to, or replace it rather, with a whole life policy where your premium is level for the rest of your life, but again, the amount of the coverage is quite a bit lower. And in that case, coverage might be approximately 1/25th of what it was in the original policy. Now, setting up that term insurance at the time it was set up was the right thing to do. A change in attitude in the family may be aggravated by the fact that there's a medical diagnosis active. Now they're having a second thought. And so when you look at the pundits who have no insurance license, no financial securities registrations, but a big radio program, maybe even a big TV show, saying never buy whole life, always buy term, there are cases where term insurance does not. It fulfills what it's supposed to, but it may not be enough to get you the rest of the way through life. So that was a situation that we are dealing with and try to give best advice that we can. Second topic under questions and answers, problems and solutions, is if I elect to start income from my guaranteed lifetime withdrawal benefit rider, that's a lifetime income rider attached usually to a fixed annuity. If I elect to start the income from my guaranteed lifetime income rider and do not live long enough to receive the whole contract value of my annuity, what happens to, in bold print, the rest of my money? Well, there is good news. In modern day fixed annuities, if you turn on a guaranteed lifetime income rider, you will receive an amount of income that you know how much it is for the rest of your life, and also if you choose, the rest of your spouse's life. If that does not use up the entire contract value of your annuity, the rest of it goes to your beneficiaries, and every contract has beneficiaries named in the annuity application and in the actual written contract. And you can change your annuities at any time. So if you have an annuity contract as a guaranteed lifetime income rider, you turn on that rider, which means you start taking the money. That's a choice, not mandatory. And you don't use up the full contract value. The rest of it goes to whoever you have named as your beneficiary. We can provide more information about these, of course, if you call us at 913-648-2700, come in, have a sit-down, face-to-face meeting. We never apply any pressure. We don't even follow up with people unless we have asked for permission to contact you after you've been in. You're not going to get pestered by Don Wales or Michael or Barbara or anyone else on the team, because we just don't do that. I'm meeting with a gentleman next week. First contacted me 9 years ago. He didn't do any work with us at that time. We left him alone. He came out of the woodwork again recently and said, hey, I think it might be time. And now we're in a serious discussion about his retirement strategy. You've been listening to Protecting Your Retirement Radio. I'm your host, Don Wales. Call us at 913-648-2700. We'd love to meet you in person and help you plan a successful retirement journey.
The preceding program was sponsored by Protecting Your Retirement.